Nathan Zagura here at M&T Bank Stadium, where the Browns have defeated the Baltimore Ravens 33-30 in overtime after Travis Coons, I'm going to start calling him Mr. Perfect, the guy hasn't missed all year, banged one through the uprights and sent the Ravens fans home with a bad taste in their mouth as the Browns go to 2-3 on the year and the Ravens fall to 1-4. What's amazing about this is that the last time the Browns won right here at M&T Bank Stadium, it was 2007. The score, 33-30. The Browns winning on a field goal in overtime, and history repeated itself today. And what a day it was for the Browns offense. 505 yards of total offense. Josh McCown on the day, 36 of 51, 457 yards, two touchdowns, no turnovers. He completed passes to nine different receivers, none bigger than Gary Barnidge, who had a career high, eight catches, a career high, 138 yards, and a touchdown on the day. That's 107 yards more than the Ravens had allowed to tight ends in the first four games of the season combined. Josh McCown was as good as he could possibly be. He got the running backs involved in the passing game for the second straight week. A back caught a touchdown this time. It was Isaiah Crowell with the touchdown that put the Browns ahead by 3 points after they got the two-point conversion. The Ravens were able to come down and get a field goal, but the defense held on first and goal from the 10, forcing into overtime. They got a three and out on the Ravens' first possession, and then Josh McCown led this team down the field, setting up the field goal by Travis Coons, who made the Browns winners here in Baltimore today. And you got to tell yourself, man, when this season started, I thought this team was going to be all about the defense, and you just wondered, could they score enough points? Well, Josh McCown in the last 3 weeks has put up 20, 27, and now 33 points. This offense is firing on all cylinders. He's been over 340 yards passing now in three straight games. Josh McCown playing as well, honestly, as any quarterback in the National Football League, and you can look that up. That's not homerism. That's not being a shill. Those are the facts right now. An unbelievable performance by Josh McCown and this offense propelling the Browns to a huge victory, a must-have game to get to 2-3 against the Baltimore Ravens. They'll take on the Denver Broncos next week at home at First Energy Stadium, and that place is going to be rocking as the Browns look to even their record at 3-3 on the season. But I can tell you what a difference a week makes. A huge win. Emotionals. The players were coming off the field. It was a celebration the likes I haven't seen since the Browns pulled off the shocker in Nashville just a year ago. That'll do it from M&T Bank Stadium. Keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Cleveland Browns.